Dear friends, as Jesus considers us, first I want to give thanks to Father Tom for having an open heart to allow me to serve with you and with him, and to work together with our bishops to put this in work. And the second thing, I'd like you to excuse me if my accent will distort my whatever I will say. It's not that I want to do that, but it's what I am. Coming back. If we are asked what is the most used or overused word in our language, what would you reply? Maybe if you ask a toddler, or at least the parents of a toddler, they will say the word no. No, of course. Perhaps if you ask a young adult, they will say must. I must do this. I must be this. If you ask an older adult, they will say the word, why? Why this? Why that? Maybe another word overused is the pronoun I. I am. I do. I am whatever. Or maybe I just use the word, the funny word that I was discovered since I'm in America, whatever. But I would say that the most overused word in our language is love. And this is because I think it's overused because of his connection with his importance. But sadly, in our world, talking about love, hoping for love, longing for love, isn't loving and does not make love to happen. Both the second reading from John and the Gospel of John pointed out one of love's most challenging truths. Love is not something we create, rather, it is a gift from God to which we respond. We read in the first letter of John, love is this, not that we have loved God, but rather than God has loved you. And in the Gospel today, it was not you who chose me, but I who choose you and appointing you to go and bear fruit that will remain. In order for a child to grow and develop, he or she must be loved. In fact, there is a medical condition for infants who have not been sufficiently held, cuddled, fed, and given love, a condition called failure to thrive. Literally, these children do not grow, put on weight, or learn to speak, or walk. Without love, we die. Children cannot love themselves in order to have a good life and to grow. We must to do it for them. And when we do this, they are on the road to live in a way that will allow them to recognize the love of God for them and in turn to give this love to others. We cannot make friends. We can be a friend. and act in loving way toward another, but always love is a response. The greatest challenge we are given as God's sons and daughters is to see, know, recognize, and cherish God's love for us. Here, let me ask you several questions. Can you say in few words how you know or how you are convinced that God loves you? I can say for myself that I realize that all the way on my path of my life, He put in front of me people, situations that led me here. Maybe for you is the same. Or another question. What is God's most significant sign of love in your life? Why these questions are important? Because this knowledge of God's love for us is absolutely crucial, essential, because from it come out our response, and without it, our responses can be very easily manipulated, misused, or misdirected. I'm sure that I met during my life really, really selfish people, as well as probably you do. You did. But I am more convinced that I've loved badly, not necessarily for selfish reasons, but because I tried to run after and create love from within myself alone. Or I long for it so desperately that I confuse a lot of things for love. Today's gospel comes in my help. I'm not anymore a slave, but a friend of God, called to go forth and bear fruit. I'm loved by God into my life, into my call, into all I am and I can do. If I hold this love for me, afraid to give or share it, then I will ruin the call of God, the plan of God with me. Love is a gift given and cannot be created by me. But once given, it remains a gift only if it is shared. And this is an obligation and not a wish. To choose not to live the love God given us but will diminish us. Love is never easy and will always demand all of us, all our time. We can spend our whole life living to return to God the love God has given to us. And how we can do this? How we can return God's love to us? By two hands. By prayer, the dialogue, monologue, conversation with God, and by service and love of others. We cannot live without love, and this is the life's most challenging thing. All are made possible, really possible for us by God, overwhelming, overflowing, never-ending love for us. a love we cannot create, deserve, or earn. A love that is freely given in a tangible way by our Lord Jesus Christ. So do we know, really know, how much God loves us? Can you say this in concrete and tangible terms? What is God's greatest manifestation of love in your life? What is God calling us to be and do because we are loved? How are we responding? How could our response be fuller? How have we failed in loving response, and what can lead us to move forward? These are questions to ponder in our hearts in the following week. We are loved by God. Thanks be to God. What a gift. What a call. Amen.